You're listening to SBS News.
Severe cyclonic storm Fani has been approaching India's eastern state of Odisha from across the Bay of Bengal. Special trains and buses have been put on to evacuate tourists from the Hindu temple town of Puri, and the beaches are empty.
We are returning because of the cyclone. After cancelling the train ticket, we were going to stay until Saturday, but now we are leaving. I came here with children, so it was a bit problematic. So we are going.
Cyclone tracker Tropical Storm Risk has rated Fani a mid-range Category 3 storm with wind speeds of up to nearly 200 kilometres an hour. Television footage showed residents piling bicycles, sewing machines and gas cylinders onto small trucks and leaving for any of the nearly 900 shelters supplied with food, water and medicines. Odisha state government has deployed hundreds of disaster management personnel, closed schools and colleges, and asked doctors and other health officials not to go on leave until May the 15th. Local legislator Dr. Bendalam Ashok says they're doing their best to lower the risk to human life.
Now we are first trying to evacuate the pregnant women and the lactating mothers and particularly the old people and people in thatched houses, because they are more prone to danger. So we are just trying to lessen the human casualty so that we can give rehabilitation to the people, and we are just arranging for, the official people, they are arranging for all the milk and whatever things they need in the rehabilitation centre.
India's cyclone season can last from April to December, when severe storms batter coastal cities and cause widespread deaths and damage to crops and property in both India and neighbouring Bangladesh. In 1999, a super cyclone battered the coast of Odisha for 30 hours, killing 10,000 people. A mass evacuation of nearly a million people saved thousands of lives in 2013. As a result of those experiences, Special Relief Commissioner Bishnu Pardasetty says they know how to deal with the approaching cyclone.
We have issued alerts to the collectors, and we have been preparing plans for the last few days. And we will ensure that all the people who are vulnerable, who will be identified as vulnerable, they will be shifted to our cyclone centers. As you know, Odisha has built up a lot of infrastructure to take care of cyclone, particularly 879 cyclone centers have been built.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has met with cabinet ministers and weather and disaster response officials for a briefing on the measures being taken. The meteorological department has projected total destruction of thatched roof huts, flooding of farmland and orchards, and the uprooting of telephone poles. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into deep waters, and a 1.5-metre storm surge is expected to inundate low-lying areas. The National Disaster Response Force has dispatched 54 rescue and relief teams to flood-prone areas along the coast and as far afield as the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, a group of islands located about 1,300 kilometres east of mainland India in the Bay of Bengal. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.